1290 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On the campus of UCLA, police lining up opposite those who have set up encampments in support of Palestinians in Gaza. In some cases, officers in riot gear are moving in to dismantle the tents. ABC's Trevor Ault is there.
This was declared an unlawful gathering. They're firing flashbangs over the crowd. They've been methodically pulling it apart. We've seen some protesters who have been held in zip ties. Now, I spoke with some demonstrators yesterday, and they told me that they wouldn't fight back, but that was specifically against counter-demonstrators.
The police action occurring about 24 hours after counter-protesters had faced off against those who had set up the encampment. The students say they want their school to stop doing business with Israel and companies they say support the war in Gaza. The United Nations estimates that even if the war stopped right now, it would take at least until the year 2040 to rebuild all the homes in Gaza that have been destroyed. Donald Trump facing the prospect of another contempt of court charge and additional sanctions in his criminal hush money case later today. This is ABC News. At least six people, including four children, hurt in a drive-by shooting in Fort Worth, Texas.
The attack was sudden and apparently unprovoked. A car sped into an apartment complex parking lot, and either the driver or a passenger or both started shooting, hitting six people. The youngest victim is three.
I'm a parent myself. I can only imagine how heart-wrenching this would be for a parent for their child to be shot.
Fort Worth Police Chief Neil Noakes is looking for suspects and a motive. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Chicago, police have arrested a suspect in the murder of a police officer shot while on his way home from his shift. Tests on beef for bird flu are in.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture said it tested 30 samples of ground beef in states where dairy cattle had tested positive for bird flu, finding no fragments of the virus. USDA says this reaffirms that the meat supply is safe.
ABC's Richard Cantu, a new scientific study confirming cold beer does taste better. Chinese researchers say the best temperature, 41 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, traumatic injuries. We're going on fall calls more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Police in riot gear moved in on protesters at the UW-Madison campus Wednesday morning. Police started arresting protesters and escorting them off Library Mall after 8 in the morning. Hundreds of protesters, mostly students, are calling on the UW to cut ties with Israel. One in five Americans age 50 and older has no retirement savings. That's according to a new study from the AARP. Spokesman Jim Flaherty says while it's wise to save for retirement, it's not always easy.
A lot of times because they're just trying to get by, and they do have to live paycheck to paycheck. But this is one way to say, hey, if you can live with a little bit less from your paycheck every week, that will sure grow.
Some states have state-operated retirement savings programs, but not Wisconsin. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Pacers for Game 6. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. One sports writer called the Bucks' win in Indy Tuesday night extraordinary, especially since they did it without Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. It looks like they'll have to do it again when they face the Pacers tonight in Game 6 with Dame and Giannis doubtful. Chris Middleton asked about the defensive game plan they had in Tuesday night's victory.
I thought it was great. Guys, they were fighting. I was fighting down low. Like you said, Bees was, Pat Bev, Pat Connaughton, everybody was. Brooke did a great job, hanging on perimeter at times. I thought we played with a lot of pride on the defensive side. You know, that set the tone for us throughout the game.
Baseball, the Brewers with a day off before they face the Cubs in Chicago tomorrow. The Brewers with a 7-1 win over the Rays, despite manager Pat Murphy serving a suspension. Assistant manager Ricky Weeks says the veteran players showed leadership in the clubhouse.
The talk from the vets, the talk just around the clubhouse itself, I think we're pretty good. We just want to come out there, you know, with a win, obviously, to get the series win right then. We did.
That's the Brewers' Ricky Weeks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers developing later this morning into this afternoon and a few thunderstorms by later today into tonight. Rainfall amounts quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Tonight, 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk with the Milwaukee County Zoo about why it's important to keep the Endangered Species Act and all things sports with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's J.R. Radcliffe. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 FM WISS. The Civic Media app. It is a beautiful morning out there. 54 in Oshkosh, 54 in Appleton, 50 in Green Bay. Winds coming from the west at 9 miles an hour.
He makes that up. The temperatures are true.
I was curious where you were pulling that up.
I know. She's reading.
I look at the flag. When I walked down the sidewalk here in the courthouse.
There is a window, so that's helpful. I was all in. I was believing everything you were telling.
That's why I'm here, is to set the audience straight. But so, John.
He's out getting this because he's afraid that somebody's going to go out on the water, some fisherman.
and sue us.
And go by my thing. And he gets swamped in the water.
But you're right. It's funny, Kim, you're reading along because the temperatures are spot on. And then he's like, where's he getting that weather thing from? He looks out the window. But I will tell you this. I just want to give him a little kudos. He's like, very, very close, like within a mile or two of it.
You missed your calling.
It could be.
I know.
And then the good thing about being
a mariner.
He could be, and being a weatherman, you get it wrong half the time and still keep your job.
Stop that!
Yes!
No!
I agree.
These ladies are agreeing with me.
Todd, fight him every time he says that.
No, I'm already.
Because we get
so buzz.
I'm already 90,000.
We get fined. If we're not have our headphones on, ready to go when it's time to go. Todd, he's our producer, executive producer. He finds us $10 each.
I'm not gonna lie. I could imagine that you needed to pull that.
Why you say that?
First, we are friends with Kristen.
Oh,
yes,
that's
how we ended up here.
All right.
And
Kim
loves you guys. She loves you guys.
Chris Piatt on stage for cancer event taking place. Tell us how this all came about and what you guys do and the whole
thing. I love what you're doing. Yeah, you explain it.
Well, it's a bit of a labor of love for many reasons. The two of us, unfortunately, have been affected by cancer very close to home.
Who hasn't?
Right.
And I don't mean that bad, but it's like, my goodness, it's just everybody's going to.
Everybody knows somebody.
Yep.
Right. And that is the honest truth. And the reality was that this was something that had been sparked in our minds several years ago. Then COVID happened. We got busy.
Sure.
We both are people who are involved with music and have a lot of friends who are musicians. And then when a very close friend who is a musician was diagnosed with cancer, we realized that there's a gap in our community where if you're a gig player, you're a member of the gig economy, you're a small business entrepreneur, you have cancer, you can't be working. You don't have the same support network that a lot of people might have with missed work. So we thought, you know what? Wouldn't it be great to do a benefit concert for our friend? Because all these musicians want to do a concert, and then turn it into the beginning of a nonprofit that exists to help support people who are those kinds of affected persons or their family, and then raise money and make a difference. So we decided to put on this inaugural concert, and it just literally fell into place because, again, the person that we're mainly raising the funds for this year, we picked one first person to be our spotlight, and Audrey Nowak has a million and one connections to music in our community. And we have had the Widener involved. We're just wow. Like, we came out of the gates running.
So you start out your very first event.
Yeah.
Just starting out with a nonprofit. And you're at the Widener?
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys didn't like...
Yeah, you didn't mess around.
Yeah, let's not mess around.
Go bigger, go home.
We should go exactly. From the Tarleton, the Meyer. You know, we work our way up, but that's... Yeah. You're going big.
We're going big, and part of it, too, is with our name, On Stage for Cancer. People hear the cancer word, and they think it's over.
Well, I'll be honest with you. Like, Jim and I were talking. We thought it was Stage 4 Cancer.
And we're like, what are these guys going to... They're going to bring our show down?
So it does break everyone's attention.
But that's intentional.
Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
That's because Stage 4, and you hear that you have metastatic cancer. It is a terminal cancer. It's never going to go away.
Right.
Right? That doesn't mean you're done.
Right.
You can thrive. You can survive. Not just survive. Thrive. With Stage 4 cancer. And one of our board members was diagnosed and given, how long was it?
He was told 6 months.
And that was
seven,
8 years ago.
Oh, no. That's awesome.
She's our secretary and treasurer.
Oh,
and
wow.
And a small business owner, and thriving with a disease that most people think would have taken her out. So it's not the end, and we want to highlight the fact that you can thrive.
That's fantastic.
That's cool. One of their lines is not to just survive, but to thrive.
Yeah,
you know, and you really get that energy behind them.
Yeah,
that's interesting. The person you chose, right? Because this is a benefit that's going to help Audrey. I don't say her name.
Audrey Nowak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because she is struggling right now, right? Because she has this cancer and can't do all the things she used to do. And you're going to come in and help. That's great.
Well, I mean, a lot of people don't realize you get chemo. It affects every cell of your body. So if you are someone who uses your fingers to play strings, which she does, the sensitivity, she can't play. You know, even if she wanted to, she couldn't even sit at home and play. So it's taken away a source of income, a source of joy, a source of hope. So one of our other taglines is harmonizing hope, and we really do believe that this event is going to bring a lot of hope to our community.
You know what I love about this? It's going to an individual. It's going to a person, name, a face, whatever. No disrespect to the big organizations, you know, Cancer Society or Heartist. I'm a firm believer in making a difference for a person, a individual, or three people or whatever. I think that's outstanding because you never know. I hate to say it, but you do something for, a walkathon for the association. You have no idea. It's probably paying the salary of a marketing person, whatever, which is important. But I love it that this is going directly to a person.
Yeah.
Yes, we're very passionate about that and keeping it in our area.
Yes.
And like Kim said, it's a labor of love, right? So we're learning a lot, doing graphics and things.
Where I want to give you the kudos is, there's a lot of nonprofits in Green Bay, actually 1,300. And I think their heart's in the right spot, but there's a little duplication of effort once in a while where you found a gap. And that's what we need, is people to find the gap. And then people will support it, but what's the difference between you and them? Well, we're on this block, they're on that block. But to find that gap, and that's what you did with this. And I think that's awesome. And that's the message we got to get out, because you are really doing something right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So tell us about the actual event.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be one of a kind. So it's Saturday, June 1st at the Widener. We have probably about 90 minutes to 2 hours of music, variety of, we've got strings, we've got folk music. The Piat family extraordinaire is doing an amazing song from Tick, Tick, Boom. And I can tell you that you will never hear anything else like it. We have people from St. Norbert, Kent Paulson and his wife,
who
both
awesome.
Are amazing performers, are in the show. We have the Bayport kids from the music department doing... we've got a combined piece to close it, because Audrey's from Bayport High School. So we have all these kids that are going to do a song together from
240.
Choir. Yeah.
What?
Choir, band, orchestra on stage all at once. We've got...
You got 240 people on stage?
Yes.
Yeah. And then we have a music theater. Yeah. What else we got?
We got music theater.
What am I missing?
Well, and the cool part about it
cellos,
is that
flutes,
we have a cello choir.
Nice.
Bluegrass.
bluegrass. We have the orchestra that's put together to do the numbers they're doing is a culmination of people from Civic Symphony, Oshkosh Symphony, Manitowoc Symphony, Fox Valley Symphony.
And you guys put this all together in your first event you've ever done?
Go big or go home,
well,
John.
Wow. Well, there's a little asterisk there. We've done something somewhat similar because we're both involved with Doctors in Recital, another nonprofit.
Oh, that's a cool thing, huh?
Yeah. And that packs them in.
Yes.
That.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly used to come on our show all the time, and I know her and her sons performed at that.
Yes.
We have a little background knowledge.
Okay. Doesn't it make you a little bit mad? It makes me a little bit mad, though, Jim.
What's that, Johnny?
That, you know, however if it's God or whoever gives you whatever you got, you know what I mean, your talents, smart enough to be a doctor.
I know.
Okay, talented enough to be able to do that. But I don't have either one of those.
There's actually a piece in the show where you wouldn't need a whole lot of musical know-how.
That's true.
We have a song that's classroom instruments, like the Jimmy Fallon where he covers something and they're playing their kazoos and their little blast.
Maracas.
Mm-hmm. So as long as you could keep a beat, I mean.
You're in.
I can't keep it. No, I was going to say that's stretching it.
You were the closer? At the very end, you hit the gong. You could be the gong guy.
I could do that.
I could see you being the gong guy.
I could sing if you wanted.
I heard you this morning.
Not bad, huh?
And I will say, I was like, Jim, I went, what song is he talking about?
Right till it came to the melody, right?
Then it came to the melody. I went, oh my God, I remember my dad singing that song. Right.
Which one was it? Was it Green Grass and Homer, Please Release Me?
It was the Kenny Rogers one.
Right, the county.
That took forever to find out what that song was, wasn't it? And I'm looking at the clock.
Everyone, that's good. The coward of the county.
We didn't know what that song was.
My fault, everyone. Where's the gong? We need the hook, not the gong.
Boy, look at the time. Thanks for being here.
So people, you know, I think I know it's a great, great show, but you're wise in getting 240 people because if they each bring 8 friends, they'll sell out.
Yeah. That's the goal. We want to fill the seats. We want to help too.
I mean, that's
absolutely. We've been pumping this the whole time.
Yeah. So tell me, that is going to be a great show. 90 minutes to an hour show. You're going to give us the ticket prices, but anything else going on where they can donate? Do you have any live auction? Let's hear about that.
We've got a lot of different things going on. So Audrey is the fine arts coordinator for Howard's Pomacle Schools. So we're bringing art in too. We're going to have an art walk with middle school, high school kids' art on display. We've got a few local artists that have donated art to be auctioned.
Cool.
We have a live artist on stage producing art. Trisha Spice, it's going to be amazing. We have a silent auction. We'll have we'll be auctioning off the piece that she produces in the middle of the show at intermission. So it's Alec Ingold, who's on your show tomorrow, is donating some stuff from the Dolphins. So it's just a wide variety of things.
And such a community event. You know what I mean? It's you're not bringing anybody in. You're bringing the talent of
Green Bay. And I'm just amazed because I've worked with a million different charities that start up and try to get – wow, for their first year, I'm amazed at what you guys have put together.
Yeah, so on stage four, the number 4cancer.com or .org, either one gets you to us. And you can get your tickets.
Tickets $20 a seat, which is a bargain.
Absolutely.
We have student tickets as well.
Yes.
And again, I'm going to just reinforce this. I love the fact it's going to an individual.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
75% goes directly to Audrey. 25% we will be... getting applications for other Thrivers in our community.
Fantastic. Right. I think this is wonderful. I really and truly do.
Thank you.
And again, my family's been hit by cancer like you can't believe and everything. So I'm all with you guys, whatever you need from me.
Thank you.
Sounds like a fun show too, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm short notice. If somebody calls in sick, and it's like, hey, Mino, could you come and do a little number?
That's the limit.
That is as far as you're going to go on that stage.
Please release me. Yeah. Let me go.
I think that's a good idea. Right now, we're going to go to break.
Kevin, Chris, thank you so very much.
You guys are awesome.
Back up this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
When you try Grandpa's barbecue, will it be sweet? No. Fiery hot, fruity, or honey flavored? We think not. Instead, Grandpa's barbecue is the true original flavor of barbecue. Without the hype, the additives, or the hoopla. Because this is a family recipe that's handed down by Grandpa himself. Grandpa's Barbecue. Available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
So easy to fall in love. It's so easy to fall in love. I used to love it. Hey, Todd, remember we were talking about great album covers?
Yeah. The Who?
No, Linda Ronstadt.
Linda Ronstadt. No, I mean, we were talking roller about skates.
Yes!
That's like
with
satin.
The knee socks.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah,
I, I had such a thing
Jimmy,
for Linda
don't
Ronstadt.
Remember that?
No. I tried to.
How do you
be,
not remember
I
that?
I tried to be in the group.
What's
I said,
wrong with
I said
you?
Good
who.
Old American boy like you
oh
not
my
remembering
gosh.
That?
What's wrong with you?
No, I don't remember that. I don't.
The Linda Ronstadt album cover where she's got the roller skates, the knee socks, and the thing. No? Satin shorts? No?
Nope.
Okay. All righty then.
No,
I'm a big fan of album covers.
Yes,
I really am.
And
I think
wasn't.
That's some of the greatest artwork that you'll find.
And
I
that's
think
what
cool.
that, dude, that one guy who owns that record store on Military Avenue was talking about. That's why he thinks albums are really coming back is because of the album jackets.
Yeah.
That's cool. I didn't have a lot of albums. I don't think. I don't remember that.
Who did you listen to? I mean, you're so into music. Who did you listen to as far as?
Somebody gave me an album, either girlfriend or somebody, Grand Funk Railroad.
Oh, American Band.
Is that what it was?
Oh my gosh, that's one of my all-time favorite songs in history.
I had that for a long, long time.
Come on, dudes, let's get it on. And we proceeded to tear that hotel down. We're an American Band.
I don't remember that one. But
they were actually formed in Flint, Michigan.
Really?
And I knew
the only good thing that came out of Flint.
I worked in Flint.
Oh, that's right. You too. Oh, that's two.
And it was actually, there it is. Yes. The album cover, Linda Ronstadt. Yes.
Jim's got to put his glasses on.
Yeah.
You do. Nope.
Nope. You don't remember that.
Nope.
My goodness.
Okay. Unbelievable. You know, when I worked in Tucson, her brother was chief of police.
Do you know how influential she was in getting the Eagles together?
Yeah.
She is the reason why that band came together.
Yeah. And they're playing those little clubs in L.A., and then she got noticed, and she said, hey, I got some other guys that are pretty good.
Yep.
Really? And it was like Glenn Frey and the whole thing. It was like crazy.
They would go out and perform and stuff with her as her backing group for a few. Yeah.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
And they were like, they had no money. They had nothing. 10 guys living together in a house trying to, and then they become the Eagles. I just want to punch myself in the face.
I'll do it.
I didn't go see. Thank you.
What? I'm sorry, John. I was thinking.
I didn't go see the Eagles when they came to Green Bay because I thought $100 was too much for a ticket.
Yeah.
Now you know what I'd give to go back and see the Eagles playing Green Bay? I can't believe that. I love the Eagles.
I think they had their cover band.
Okay,
what movie?
Okay, can I throw in this one at you?
Don't. Not me.
One.
Talk to Todd. I never get these right. That's why you do this to me in the morning. That's why I get in a bad mood. Okay, tell me.
Ready?
Do I know this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, hey, man. Could you turn that off? I hate the Eagles. You hate the Eagles. You get the bleep out of my cab. Man, I hate the Eagles.
I'm not sure I know that one.
Big Lebowski. Remember he was driving the cab?
Never
said, hey, man.
Okay,
you never saw the Big Lebowski?
I don't think so.
All right, there you go. There, now we're getting
you are the only. You two people are the only people I know that have not seen the Big Lebowski.
We're getting a bunch of texts in from people who have that Linda Ronstadt album.
Really?
And they're actually sending in the pics.
Absolutely good. It's one of the all-time great album covers.
And a great album. The music on there is great.
Every song was big. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. I'm happy.
You remember that? Anybody remember that scene? Text us if you do. You remember that scene in the Big Lebowski? Hey, man, I hate the Eagles.
Well, nope. How can we remember the scene if we haven't seen the movie?
Okay. Siri, I'm not even kidding. Can we do a quick poll, Todd?
Yeah, let's do it.
Quick poll. Have you seen The Big Lebowski? Yes or no? That's all I'm throwing out there. I'm going to predict 95%.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Johnny, nothing is 95%.
95%,
If you said, I'll give everybody $10, you wouldn't get 95% because people say, where's that money coming from? Why don't you give this guy $30 and give this guy none because he needs it? Nothing. Is 95%, and I've lived that life. Nothing. Okay, John, this isn't going to happen. So anyway, 60, 65 would
You're right, it might not be 95. It might be 100.
The Big Lebowski. Well, you're already
Everybody
down.
Has seen The Big Lebowski.
Okay, you're already
I've
down
seen it
2-1.
25 times.
You're down 2-1 right now.
No,
just
I'm not.
Just in his office.
What? No, the
Todd and I haven't
doesn't
seen
count.
It and you have.
That doesn't
I'm just saying
count.
That if that's a, well, you know, that's a survey. It's
no.
a small
Everybody has
sample.
Seen The Big Lebowski. Everybody.
Oh, okay. When so the texts are coming in.
Here, okay. When you start using words like everybody.
Could Todd talk?
Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Right now, 75% on average. Say no to The Big Lebowski.
Come on.
I'm serious.
75.
Dave, Greg.
See, 75.
There's another one. Stephanie.
No.
Mary.
No.
Renee.
No.
No, 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 no.
This
no.
can't be. That. No.
John,
no.
See, yep. That's where you kind of live in your own world once in a while. This is a good lesson for you that it. Yeah, no. And you use these absolutes. Everybody. Nobody. That's not the way the world works.
For
it's, 65% is a landslide.
Okay. For anybody that has my cell phone number, text me. Have you seen The Big Lebowski? Because we're going to include that. Text me if you've seen The Big Lebowski, yes or no.
Oh, because you think your friends, your circle of friends has. That's why you're going to try and skew the
poll.
And
you can do that. That's I'm all right with that.
I got 5,000 Facebook friends or whatever. I want every one of them. By the way, I got to ask you a question, Todd.
Yeah.
So I've got some people that have Facebook requested me.
Yep.
And I want to have them as Facebook friends. But I'm at my limit.
Oh, yeah.
How do you... Yeah, nicely
get rid of people.
Yeah,
I just start going in alphabetical order.
Do you really?
I have.
I don't know what to do.
Or
about
you can.
That.
I think you can actually take your account and make it like a personality account, and then you can have more than 5,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know how that works exactly, but maybe Amanda does.
Okay. Okay.
I have 1,000 people in the queue that want to be friends, but I don't.
That's shocking that 1,000 people would want to be your friend.
Yeah, you can look at it.
Yeah,
and I got.
Yeah,
they get
very shocking.
This is just not looking good this morning. Kelly says
my God.
No.
70.
Are you serious?
Nancy says yes.
Okay, here we go. Mike, silly to think that there are some that haven't. Cowboy Dave, nope.
All right. Okay, that's one. That's one and one.
Yeah, right. So it stays just, the same.
Right, this is mind-boggling.
No.
Mind-boggling.
It's mind-boggling because you are living in your own world. Nope.
Nobody, really?
What is that movie about?
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, the dude.
Who is he?
He's the dude.
Oh.
Yeah, dude-ass, whatever, you know, brevity's sake.
Okay.
Drink white Russians all the time. No?
Mm-mm.
No.
Anyway, I think this is a good lesson going forward. That
It is. I'm shocked. I'm shocked that people haven't seen The Big Lebowski. It's one of the greatest movies ever made.
Oh,
ever made.
Silent J. You know Silent J with
at
the diver?
Yeah.
Never seen The Big Lebowski.
Come on, Silent J.
I'm surprised by
What's wrong with you?
Okay, I got to change the numbers.
Yes. This is the most shocking thing on the history of our show. This is the most shocking thing I've ever realized. Where are my people? How have you not seen The Big Lebowski?
I'm not surprised at this at all. I'm surprised it's you're getting 25%.
Can we do like a showing night someplace?
Yes.
Find one of the places here on Washington
Absolutely.
Street.
Absolutely.
Well, we could do it at the Tarleton. That's a good. That'd
be
fun
great.
Place. And Carl will do that.
That would be phenomenal.
That would be fun. I mean, it'd be tough to get into the Meyer, and they got some
Tarleton would be perfect.
I was even thinking like a place like the Heights or something like that.
Just a little
place where we could jam them in and
just get a big screen.
Yeah.
I can't believe this.
Yeah, I can. But okay, that's a good idea, Todd. We could have a little.
The Big Lebowski.
Yeah, that could be fun.
It's a classic.
All right, we'll watch it some night.
How about if we come over? How about we have the party at Jim's house?
At Jim's house.
No, that we're
Big
not
Big screen
doing.
In his fourth floor.
No, we are not doing that.
And we'll sleep over.
That is out of the
door. Oh, jeez.
Everybody bring your
way
bus.
To kill
bring
that.
A sleeping bag.
Yep.
And we'll sleep over on his fourth floor.
Johnny, that will not happen.
Why?
Right, we got... Hey, this next guest is going to be awesome because it's downtown.
Downtown.
Sean's coming in to talk about the waterfront market.
Aaron Davison is coming up.
And then we got
Pat Tracy. Discover Wisconsin.
He is great.
Or Discover Oshkosh, rather. A lot of people that are cooler than us.
Yeah.
Let's just
that
put
happens
it my
every
day.
Single one.
I'm
good with that.
I know.
I've resigned myself to the fact they're
Come
all
on,
cool
my people, Big Lebowski, I got to win this.
25%.
Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
A ruling out of all places, the Treasury Department has Wisconsin corn growers upset. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. An updated guideline from the Treasury Department could keep Wisconsin corn growers and biofuels out of the growing sustainable aviation fuel market. Growth Energy, the Renewable Fuels Association, and the American Soybean Association all say this new model is going to hurt investment in climate-smart agriculture, keeping ethanol production on the sidelines because it can't qualify as a feedstock. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley found out about it and agrees with the groups that more work needs to be done to fully open up that sustainable aviation fuel market for biofuels.
These new barriers to entry will strip farmers of significant market opportunity. The Department of Energy developed the GREET program to be very science-based, as you would expect it to be. The Biden administration's update undermines that scientific data. It hurts farmers.
That's Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Now, the other reason why corn growers are particularly upset with these new models is it would require farmers to use no-till practices, enhanced efficient fertilizers and cover crops, and in some areas where corn is grown, those practices just are not practical. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Thursday morning. Green lights so far. Numbers are next. Research, promotion, and education, that's where your Wisconsin soybean checkoff dollars are being invested. Adam Kask is the executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, fresh off a trip to Georgia, learning more about how soybeans are used in firefighting foam.
Yeah, that was down in Dalton, Georgia. We saw a demonstration of a new firefighting product, actually a foam made out of soybean meal. And the whole intention is to replace the current firefighting foam on the market right now is made with PFAS chemicals, the forever chemicals that we're hearing so much about. So our parent organization, the United Soybean Board, has been working on this project for at least a couple of years now. So down in Dalton, Georgia, we had the opportunity, along with several other states and a lot of firefighters from some of the different soybean producing states, to go down there and see a test of this product. It actually worked very well.
Adam Kask, executive director of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, talking about soy-based firefighting foam. Find more at wisoybean.org. Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained 2 cents at 176¾, while AA butter gained 4, closed at $3.5 per pound. This morning, December corn is up 3 at 475¾. November beans up 7 at 1172. July wheat currently 11 cents stronger, 610. The June Class 3 milk down 6 at 1848 a hundredweight. I'm Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers developing later this morning into this afternoon and a few thunderstorms by later today into tonight. Rainfall amounts quarter to a half inch possible by the time everything winds down late tonight. 58 will be the high today. Tonight, 49 tomorrow. Partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
Earl Ingram.
In Wisconsin, parents pay one-third of their income on childcare. Think about what we need our income for. Shelter, food, clothing, gas bill, electric bill. And we're talking about one child. This is a crisis. Young families are saddled with what is almost impossible to deal with.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com and remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Where the fans own the team. This is the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right.
Hey, welcome back. Mono the Mayor here. Got some texts coming in. Yes, I've seen the Big Lebowski. And in regards to trying to open up new things for his, got this from Jeff. Please do not release me and let me go.
Yeah.
As a Facebook friend.
Funny.
Jeff, you get our listener of the day. Yes. That was fantastic.
All right.
Tina says, nope, haven't seen it. And don't get rid of me on Facebook. Silly to think that there are people that have not seen it, says Mike. We got this one from, who do we see? Oh, Sheila says, I've seen half the movie. What does that mean, Sheila?
If you okay, saw it must half- be a real good movie if she saw it, turned it off at halftime or whatever, in the middle of it.
Todd, how are we doing on this?
Yeah, not very well.
Yes, 25.5%. No, 74.5%.
This is literally shocking. We got Sean. I don't even know how to pronounce your last name, Sean, but I'm going to give it a shot. Zimbarda.
Yes,
Sean perfect. Zimbarda. Although I don't want to call you Sean. You don't look like a Sean.
He does to me.
No, you should be like Eric or something, like a Viking name. You look like a big
that's
Viking.
That's just the beard.
Yeah. It's the beard. Are you a Viking? Are you Nordic?
No, but my wife is.
What are you?
I'm a little Zimbarda. Bit of a mutt. My grandmother came over from Poland.
Oh, okay.
One of them. And grandfather's both from Italy.
Really?
And so that's the Zimbarda. Italian.
Oh, yeah. Which part of Italy?
One was from northern Italy up in the foothills.
Yes.
Yep. Trentino.
Is that towards Venice?
No.
No, it's further, like, northeast.
Okay.
Like, way up
okay.
North.
All right. Because my grandfather's from Venice.
Okay.
And the thing is, here's the deal. In fact, why do I even mention movies? Because Jim's just going to scoff.
Well, why do we bring guests on? But go ahead, Johnny.
Did you ever see the movie True Romance?
No.
Great movie. Did you ever see that, Sean?
I'm trying to think, is that, that's not Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No.
True Romance. That's an,
yeah, it was a great movie. And
refresh my memory.
Okay. What's his name? He's doing this part where he's this mafia guy. And he's, they're talking about like in Italy, there's one part of Italy where it's like they have lighter hair. Like my grandfather was from Venice and he had like blondish hair. Blondish red, almost like color of your beard, okay?
When I had hair, it was blonde.
Yeah, because there's one part of Italy, and and the southern Italians don't like them because they're taller and blonde versus the, as we used to call it, the Guinea types. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And so, I mean, I bet your family's from that part of Italy.
Yes. Yeah. My grandfather.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would make sense. So.
But you never saw the movie True Romance?
I didn't, Sean.
I
was watching The Big Lebowski.
Did you see The Big Lebowski, Sean?
The old man said, take any rug in the house.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, let's, Sean.
Thank you. Do you remember the scene? Hey, man, can you turn it off? I hate the Eagles. Get out of my cab! Remember that?
Yeah.
Great movie.
Yeah, right. Okay, you and 25% of the listening audience. So there's, okay.
Sean Zimbarda from Waterfront Market, right next door to us. It's a fantastic place under new management.
And we are right on Washington Street, right across from Schreiber, just down from the Hagemeister. And we need a place to buy things and high-end things. And that market kind of started, but you're under new management. That's what we needed down here. And just tell us about it. You just opened, right, Monday?
Yeah, Monday.
Today's Thursday, Wednesday? Thursday?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we're getting in here. We're really excited. We're just getting to know everybody downtown and what the needs are. And
first of all, the need is a store like yours.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I'm not just saying that.
And as people are coming in, I'm realizing that. I'm hearing things. And we've been asking, you know, everybody, you know, what would you like to see? And I'm getting lists and anything you can imagine. I mean, and you know, one was chicken strips or, you know, and we've got some different things, but we're going to try to really amp it up. My friend Megan is up here. She's helping us to kind of get things organized and create a flow in there so that, but definitely going to be heavier on the grocery type things.
Great.
And that's all we got is
gas stations down here in downtown. There's nothing else.
Right. And I think this is going to be a great little market for the community. I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Love
and
it.
Do you have some, we can just stop in and grab a sandwich or something?
Yeah.
Or is it, okay. Let's
tell we've been, so I own the depot.
Right.
Adam Slota is another partner. He's the chef there. And so he prepared some sandwiches, some salads yesterday. I went and picked those up. Tony owns the White Dog. So of course he made some Italian subs and we had those in there too. And so as soon as we get done with the show, I'm going to run over there, scoop up whatever chef has prepared, and every day we're going
to
have some
good fresh. I'd love to buy an Italian sub.
Yeah.
Well, that and you gave us that.
Caprese salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course, I was so excited about that because it's got fresh Belgioso mozzarella. Right. It's got little cherry tomatoes, pesto, balsamic glaze that you tried.
Yeah.
And then my friend Megan from Chicago came in and she goes, Sean, that just doesn't look appealing the way you have it, you know, in that package like that. We got to find a better way to package that.
It tastes amazing. Oh, man, it's the best. I don't know. I look past the packaging. But
you're big into the presentation.
And being in the restaurant business, you know, we always say you eat with your eyes first.
In fact, we had a gentleman in here the other day from the...
should talk to him.
Yeah, he makes his own booze, for lack of better words.
Right on Bay Beach Road.
On Bay Beach Road.
Paradise? Or which place?
Is that Paradise? It's only one. So it's got to be it's Paradise.
His bottles with the logos and everything, it's like you'd never throw that bottle away.
Yeah.
It's like even when it's done, you'd put it on a shelf.
They're beautiful. Yeah. Yes. I've had the, he's got a spiced rum.
And I'll be honest with you, like when I go buy, I don't know wine. You know the way some people, there's times I buy it by the bottle. You know, just how the bottle looks.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Oh,
yeah. But to get that locally would be a nice product line for you to take a look at. Yeah. He's a great, great guy. So anyway, I like the fact that you're down here and offering such a variety from deli food to the groceries to liquor, you know.
Well, one of our big hopes is that we're still in the process because, you know, first we're getting the aisles all set, but then the next stage is we're going to get some high top tables on the one side with some bar stools. And then we're going to put kind of a loungy area in the front.
Awesome.
So a couch, some coffee tables. And we're hoping that people are going to come there and just hang out for 10, 15 minutes, grab a quick sandwich. And so then you got a place that you can kind of decompress, take a minute away from work.
Nice.
Awesome.
We're with Sean Zambarda, who is the new manager now at the Waterfront Market, which is right down here at 402 Washington
Street.
Right
next to our studio.
Right next to our studio and right across the street from Schreiber and Hagemeister. We're all down here working together. And it's something that is needed in the downtown just for a quick lunch. And like you said, with the high top tables, you can stand there, talk to some friends, have some coffee.
It's got a great liquor department, too, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's plenty of booze.
Yeah. And what are your hours? You're going to
So we're 7 days a week.
Wow.
Great. Yep. 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
Wow.
Although last night I was in there and we were still arranging stuff. I think it was 10:30, you know, quarter to 11. And this couple came up to the door and then they pulled on it. They were going to walk away, and I ran out. I opened it up. I said, come on in.
Wow.
And they said, we just wanted some ice cream. I said, yeah, it's fine. Well, they went back. They picked it. Here they're in town for a show at the Widener Center.
Oh, cool.
And so, you know.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you know, you're going to support the people who worked on here and lived on here, but it's nice that we got the Hyatt and the hotels, too, to come over and grab some stuff, too, because it's so overpriced in hotels, you know, so it's nice that...
And a lot of the folks that came in on Tuesday came from,
right.
You know, Hyatt and Hotel Northland.
Well, another thing,
and Northland, too, is right here, of course.
I love it on Saturdays when the Packers have a home game, and everybody's wearing their Lions jerseys or their Bears jerseys, and that your place is, because a lot of them sit at the hotel right down here and walk, and it's like, oh, this place looks interesting.
Yeah.
That's, you got a great walk-up crowd for that.
I'm excited to see how that works. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and we all work together downtown here, but I just hope the hotels, when people say, where can I go get something, you know, that buy some groceries? Because really, you got to admit, if you buy them in the vending machines or at the hotel, it is a little pricey. And you can walk over to your place and get a much better deal. I just hope they're promoting you as well, because we promote them and we all work together down here. And you just opened up on Monday, but I want you to be very successful.
Well,
I think you will be.
And at some point, you know, when I'm feeling a little bit caught up, I'm going to make, you know, a walk around town and just introduce myself to some of the folks at the hotel.
Okay,
and
you got to tell the story you told us before we went on the air.
Which one's that?
That is great, but the lady who forgot her wallet.
Oh, well, she came in on Tuesday. It was my first day running the cash register, and I'm hanging out, and she comes in, she puts her food on the counter, and she says, oh, no, I forgot my wallet. And I said, oh, no big deal. I'll just write down your name, your number, and you can come back sometime. And she said, okay, well, I didn't think much of it. Couple hours later, she comes back in and she pays and, you know, and tells me that she, you know, had just been, hadn't really been with it that day.
She had lost her husband
and I said, I'm really sorry. And anyway, the next day she comes in and she's got this nice, really neat note. She handed it to me yesterday and I opened it up and it said, hey, thank you so much. You've earned a loyal customer.
That's awesome.
And I was just blown out of the water.
Love stories.
I love those.
She will tell everybody.
Oh, and I just. It was so sweet. I've got that little note in my truck, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's the reason I'm in the hospitality business. I love people.
Well, that's it. You better.
Yeah.
You know, if you're in that business, because like Jim would be terrible because he doesn't like people.
What?
Well, come on.
I was in that business forever.
Todd?
I mean, I was literally sitting here going, that's Sean's way of doing things. Which I'm in here. I'm going, yes, that's the way you do it.
Right.
And then I'm looking at him going, Jim would be, yeah, get out of here.
No. Tell us. Okay. No.
Johnny,
I'm not letting this go. Tell the story you told to Sean right before you came on about the Depot, another phenomenal place that you run. But tell your quick story here about the lady that didn't like you.
Oh, no, I don't tell it.
Tell the story.
I'll tell the story, and I'll embellish. I would have done what Sean did. I just want to say, you guys, I want to finish on Sean's story. The lady came in, lost her husband, but I don't have any money, and you know, and you're like, okay, I'll write it down. I would have said, let me write it down, and I'll take that watch.
He would.
And when you come back.
No, so we're talking about the Depot, but you got to get Donald Driver there for the draft under his stature.
Boy, that would be neat.
But the mayor here was telling me, he goes, yeah. I was talking to this lady. She came up to me. She says, I never used to like you. And he's like, well, why? She says, because we were doing a thing at the Depot when you had the statue.
The dedication.
Yep. Dedication. Yep.
I want to get 20 years ago.
I want to get Donald Driver's autograph, and you pushed me out of the way. You said he was too busy.
She remembered that. And I said, look, I'm sorry. I don't remember that, but, you know, sometimes I take control.
Oh,
and,
really?
Yeah, I do, Johnny. Oh. And I just said, okay, out of the way, everybody. And
didn't know that.
Yeah, so I told her, though, because I do know Donald Driver. I'm going to get her that autograph. So
got a
that's
nice
my
thing
goal.
Here. Very excited for the store opportunities. Just got that text in.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah,
you
that's going to be great. And tell us about the Depot. I mean, you own that, too. You're like the downtown guy.
How do you find the time to do all these things?
I just don't sleep.
Yeah,
there you go.
That retail
sleep is overrated.
It is.
Sleep when you die.
You know, if you ever need somebody to work, you know, I live right upstairs of you guys.
Well, I was thinking, I saw you walk by last night.
Yes.
I was going to invite you in.
You should have. I can run the cash register. I've never run one before, but I can do that.
When Mino's working, we're a little short.
Yeah, I don't know. You didn't see him, John, but if you look back on the stream, this is Jim behind your back. He's doing this. And...
Oh, really? Actually, my brother always laughs about that. I used to work at his gas station when I was like 14. And he'd come in at the end of the shift, he'd just look into the garbage can, see how many Payday Bar Reese's Pre-Cup wrappers there were to determine how much he lost that day.
Eating up the profits.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Tell us about the Depot. I know you got a big event coming up, or OBI does.
Broadway's hosting, or we're hosting Broadway's party, the Run for the Roses, on Saturday.
Right. And your lunches are still going strong, dinners, your menus.
Last time we came there, we both ordered salads. And they were bigger than our heads.
Yeah.
We actually, well, it's the first time.
Well, you know, I'm a big guy, so I always tell everybody, I tell the chef to make it big enough to fill me.
Wow. That's the only time in my life I've ever had it have a to-go box for a salad.
Yeah.
Honest to God, we even laughed about that.
Yeah. I don't know if I like that analogy because we got pretty big heads.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of, you know. No, and you have other stuff on your menu, too, at Buffalo. There's just a lot of cool things that you added to that.
Well, we got a Nashville chicken. That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, that is good.
And we make that Nashville sauce in-house. It's a traditional Nashville recipe, and then we put a little honey glaze on the top of it and a couple of little pickles, but, you know, sometimes people don't.
Can I ask a favor?
Yeah.
So when we have the fireworks this summer, can I go up into the tower and watch the fireworks?
Absolutely.
Oh, thank you, because I went up there one time, and it's like, this is so cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah. And that, the Depot, there's a couple of good things. I mean, when your service, your daughter works there, right? She still works there?
She did. She's worked for me for 6 years. About four months ago, she said, Dad, I've only ever worked for you. I'd like to try something else.
Yeah, that's cool. You're
and
good
I said,
dad.
Okay, yeah.
Let him go. Anyway, the parking there is great and the customer service. I just really like
your history.
I do love the parking there because I've already got my first parking ticket down here.
Oh, man. Good luck with that, brother.
I'm learning.
See, this
you
is
know
all
what you
quarters.
Should do? And I'm not even kidding about this. You shove a big jar of quarters.
I have the app. And I did it.
Yeah.
And I knew it was coming up.
Yeah.
And then I tried to redo it. And it's like, nope,
no, you're vicious.
Yeah.
All right. Can you stick around?
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk some more here because this is exciting stuff that you've got going on here.
Right.
And we love what you're doing for downtown Green Bay. Sean Zimbardo, Waterfront Market, and of course, the Depot. Everybody knows that great place. We'll be back in Aaron Davison coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Pumping your tires, checking your brakes. Part of the list to get your bicycle rider ready. But don't forget to ride safe, too. Here's Green Bay biking expert Peter Flukey.
But what we forget about is that there are people out there walking, there are people out there biking. But because we didn't say to ourselves, where are those folks? You need to be looking and searching for those because it's a shared responsibility.
Flukey says responsibility includes obeying the rules of the road. But did you know bikes are equal to anything else on the road? It's true. By the way, the Green Bay area earned a bronze level, which is basically third place for being a bike-friendly community. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Coming up, we got Sean Zambarda from Waterfront Market, which is right next to us right here on Washington Street, downtown Green Bay. Phenomenal market, and of course runs the depot. And we're just talking about one of my favorite things there is the big sign that you guys had of the old 400, yeah, which was the train that would go from Chicago up to the northernest, most northern part of the UP. And that was the mode of transportation if you were traveling around. And I remember the depot when, and all my three brothers, when they'd go off to the Army, and we'd be at the depot, yep, and seeing them off or see them coming back. And I love that thing. I just love old depots to begin with, the old structures,
yeah,
and the history and things like that. I think that's so cool.
And there are actually a lot of people that are into that. And all the time I get people, they walk in and I see them just wandering around, yeah, and I'm worried that, like, hey, do we not greet them?
No.
They're just here just to check out the building. In. Yeah. And a couple of weeks ago, I met a guy. Came in and I said, well, did you get a chance to go upstairs and see it up there? And he's like, no, I didn't know there was an upstairs.
So oh,
bring
yeah.
Bring him up there.
No, that's cool.
He ended up being the drummer for Marty Stewart. And
no kidding.
He gave me a couple of tickets to come to the show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
My dad actually worked out of that depot. Oh, my dad
really?
Worked there. So before he passed away, we took him for dinner there and all that. And he's like, I used to work here and this was there and all that kind of stuff.
Oh,
so he, you know,
wow.
He's all about it.
That's yep. cool. That's
you
cool.
Know, it's a ways away, but you're really going to do well with this whole NFL draft because something, you know, as much as Lambeau Land has a lot of stuff.
If they build a new apartment complex.
Right, and they don't have any history. I'm just saying that, you know, we got this history, and then I just heard yesterday that they're going to really amp up Light Park for some stuff. So that's cool for you, too.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah,
is that planning for the draft, or is that just in general?
The draft, they have some events coming up, but we can't really talk about that now, but we're going to talk more about your store. Hey, so tell me more about the store, the hanging out that, or the having lunch there. It's really more than just
it's not just a convenience store.
It's old
school. More than that, right?
We want that kind of almost like a coffee shop feel.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But you know, if you want a glass of wine, you can do that too, but
right.
We're not quite ready for that, but I mean, it's not going to be long.
I used to love the old, when I was a little kid, I think it was Woolworths. Remember Woolworths stores?
I do.
They went out of business probably 40 years ago.
I remember Montgomery Ward's.
Ward's, too.
They stayed around a little longer, but Woolworths had a like a counter.
Yes!
And these little old stools with the chrome.
Yes!
And you would go up there and just order like a,
sandwich or something.
But they also had, like, floats, shakes.
Yes, yeah,
shakes.
Yes. I still remember, that was the coolest thing. It was in Ishpeming. You know the UP.
It's like kind of a Norman Rockwell thing.
And it was. It was like the coolest thing because you could be there buying, you know, a pair of school pants or shirts or whatever, and then you go to the lunch counter and
really?
Order. Yes, I love that. So
I'd love that.
I hope you bring back some of that feeling. That was so cool.
Cool pictures with like the dad and his daughter.
Yeah,
you know,
I love Norman Rockwell.
Yeah, that's totally what that is.
Yes.
And that was just a cool, cool place. We had one downtown here, didn't we? Woolworths?
That had to be before I came here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking yes.
If anybody would know, Brent would know.
Right, he would. He would know.
Where are you from originally, Sean? Here?
No.
Oh.
West by God, Virginia.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Wow, that's cool.
Yep.
Wow. Yep.
Well, both my parents were, I should say, so my parents lived in the panhandle of West Virginia, in a town called Colliers.
Okay.
Little tiny town. And they were next door neighbors. And so when I was a kid, it was great because I'd go to my grandmother's house and my grandparents' house on my mom's side, visit there, hop the fence, and then go visit my grandma, grandpa, my
That's
dad's side.
Cool. Yeah,
it was really neat.
That, you're but, talking about coincidence. My grandma was in West Virginia.
Okay.
She's in prison there. Yeah. But she was, yeah.
Oh, she probably knows my grandma.
There you go.
The bootleggers from the panhandle.
Like you lost your accent.
It comes back after a couple of beers.
Okay.
Or whenever I'm on the phone with one of my good friends from back home, my wife will say, was that Billy? And I'll say, yeah, how'd you know? And she's like, your voice completely changed.
That's awesome.
Living in the moment.
What brought you up here?
My mother. She remarried. I came to visit and loved it.
Yeah.
I fell in love.
Why would you leave here?
I started working at Titletone for Brent back in 1998.
All right.
And you know, I almost moved to Colorado at one point because I started at Titletone early years and they were affiliated with all of these breweries. So I went out and did this tour in Colorado and several others, but that was my favorite spot. But then I came back. I got done with work. I was sitting along the tracks just watching it, and the train went by, and I love trains. I'm 8 years old at heart. And then a little while later, the bridge went up and a ship went through, and I'm like, man, I got everything I need right here. Yeah. I got water.
Yeah.
I got boats.
And
now
throwing your back door here too.
Yeah. And I've been working in that building for over 2 decades now. Yeah. And it's like,
phenomenal.
It's a part of me.
Colorado is beautiful too, right?
Yeah.
And one of your investors was from Colorado.
Yeah. 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 John Hicken, who is the governor
He's the governor, mayor.
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
Everybody knows that.
Yeah. Everybody. That's his favorite thing. Everybody knows that.
Everybody but you might know.
That's what I'm saying.
Have you seen The Big Lebowski?
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that. Yeah, got another one here. Nobody bleeps with Jesus. Love The Big Lebowski. I heard you pulled a piece, man. Let me tell you something. You pull a piece on me, that's laughable. I take that piece, I stick it up your bleep, and I pull the trigger until it goes click. Ha! Nobody bleeps with the Jesus, right?
Am I
right?
I was wondering if you were going
to
bleep yourself. Or
I had to bleep.
He had a way to do that.
I'm not fast enough on
it. Okay, it sounds like Cheech and Chong. I did have that album.
Oh. You did. Up in Smoke?
I did.
I believe it.
Why am I not surprised by that?
I know.
The guy who talks about weed more than anybody else.
He still got the album, but the big paper is gone.
It had the paper in it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you used it at a party.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of people did.
Unreal.
Anyway. All right, Sean. Hey, so what is it, 9 to 9? Is that what you said?
Yeah, 9 to 9, 7 days a week.
All right. And that's the downtown market here. Well, actually, it's called the Waterfront Market. And something that we need, and we need to support you too. You know, I mean, look, startup businesses, small businesses, that extra $100 can really make a difference,
It's huge.
I know that.
Well, you know, the thing is too, like the maintenance guy here goes, hey, when's the last time you drove your car? I've got it in the parking lot here. I said, I don't know, a week ago or something. Well, you got a flat tire. They pulled out a piece. I went to the downtown garage yesterday. Yeah. Great people.
At the downtown garage
right up here. Old school.
Downtown auto.
Boom. Fantastic. They took care of it like you can't believe. But anyway, the reason I say that, I hadn't used it in like a week, is you can walk everywhere. You can walk everywhere. You don't need a car down here.
No.
And now that you guys, there used to be you'd have to go to Quick Trip to get something. But now that you guys are rebranded and everything like that, you can walk every place for anything you need here.
We're trying to build that 5 minute city where you can get anywhere in, 5, 6 minutes, 8, 10 minute city, whatever you want to do, but you got to brand it as something. And the missing link was you, I mean, really, there's a lot of, you can go to Mass down here. You can work down here. You can recreate down here. There's tons of entertainment, right? With the Tarleton and the Meyer, but you got to eat.
Yeah.
And there's plenty of restaurants and bars, but there's, so you fill that void where I don't think people need a car, Johnny.
No, you don't.
So you save that flat tire.
I got to ask, you play football?
For one semester in high school.
Wow.
Basketball, track and field, cross country. It's hard to believe looking at me now. But I had never heard of cheese curds, old fashions, and brats.
That's where the way
Jonathan
came from.
Barter, Waterfront Market, right here next to our studios, downtown Green Bay. It is fantastic. Please stop on down. Thanks for being here, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
Aaron Davison joins us next.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Wisconsin rapper Matt Harper, who will perform in studio, and then comedian, comedy teacher, and screenwriter Rich Williams joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future.
If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.